Track 1, heading, Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for September 2022. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Packages on Sale. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, World Architecture Awards, Mudgee Arts Precinct named finalist. Track 7, Renewable Energy Projects in our region. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Floodplain Update. Track 10, Council Receives Louisa Lawson Maquette. Track 11, Pools Opening for Swim Season This Month. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar, September to October. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for September 2022. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill and a silo. Track 4, heading Packages on Sale. With less than a month to go, tasting packages are now on sale for Flavours of Mudgee. The region's largest food and wine event is free to attend, but a $25 tasting package allows you to sample from stallholders and includes 5 tasting tokens and a souvenir Flavours of Mudgee glass. The kids' package includes 3 tokens to select food vendors as well as a souvenir cup for $10. More than 60 stallholders will be serving up the region's best food and wine in church and market streets on a gorgeous spring afternoon. Tasting packages are available for purchase at flavoursofmudgee.com.au. Packages will also be available for pickup in the Stables car park next to Council's Mudgee Administration Building the week of the event and on event day. Collection times can be found on the Flavours website. Flavours of Mudgee will be held on Saturday the 24th of September between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. More information, including packages and stallholder details, are available at flavoursofmudgee.com.au or by following the event on Facebook. The numbers, $25, cost of 5 tasting tokens and a souvenir wine glass. $10, kids package, 3 tokens and a souvenir cup. 24th of September from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Save the date. There is a sketch of a wine glass embossed with Flavours of Mudgee. There is a large illustration showing a crowd of people in front of Mudgee's clock tower attending a previous Flavours of Mudgee event. Track 5, heading From the Mayor's Desk. Understandably, there have been a lot of questions within the community about major projects that are currently under construction through the New South Wales Government's Renewable Energy Zone. Council continues to advocate on behalf of residents to ensure all impacts are mitigated as much as possible. More details on Track 7. Last month, Council's General Manager and myself met with New South Wales Planning Minister Anthony Robert to discuss how Council and the New South Wales Government can work together to ensure more affordable housing is made available in the region. I'm pleased to say Council has secured $1.4 million from the New South Wales Government to install infrastructure to support the release of a further 22 lots at its Sale Yards Lane affordable housing development. These lots have the potential to accommodate an extra 30 homes. In response to the community's concerns in relation to the 2021 flood study, Council has formed a Floodplain Risk Management Committee. This advisory committee will include representatives from the community, emergency services and council. More details on Track 9. Council was awarded Highly Commended for Excellence in Communications by Local Government New South Wales last month. The award recognised Council's communications with the community during boil water alerts, in particular the Chabon-Clandella alert in July 2021, where residents were contacted directly by SMS. Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading World Architecture Awards. Mudgee Arts Precinct named finalist. The Mudgee Arts Precinct has been named a finalist in the 2022 World Architecture Festival Awards. Designed by BKA Architecture, the Mudgee Arts Precinct seamlessly combines the original Victorian 1885 Kudgeegong chambers with a brand new purpose-built addition that houses gallery spaces and the Mudgee Visitor Information Centre. Now in its 15th year, the World Architecture Festival, or WAF, is the world's largest festival and live awards competition dedicated to celebrating and sharing architectural excellence from across the globe. It's the only awards where designers pitch their work to a panel of expert judges and their peers. The awards will be announced in Portugal at the end of the year. The building was officially opened in August last year after Council secured funding through the New South Wales Government's Regional Cultural Fund and the Australian Government's Building Better Regions Fund. There is a large photo of Mudgee Arts Precinct showing the new extension to the left of the original heritage building. A metal sculpture stands near a small white brick wall in front of the modern red building. Photo credit, Elise Hassey and BKA Architecture. Track 7, heading Renewable Energy Projects in Our Region. The Midwestern Regional Local Government area is located within the Central West Orana Renewable Energy Zone. This is one of five renewable energy zones across the state identified by the New South Wales Government. Within our region, there are currently 13 renewable energy projects that are at various stages of the planning process with the New South Wales Department of Planning and Environment, from investigation through to construction and operation. Council continues to advocate for the community to ensure these projects meet necessary requirements and mitigate the potential impacts of waste management, water usage, sewer, roads and other social impacts. Information on the respective projects can be found on the New South Wales Planning Portal at www.planningportal.nsw.gov.au/major-projects. A small image shows solar panels in an open paddock facing up towards a blue sky. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Magpie swooping season. Please be aware of magpies this spring when walking or cycling in any of our local parks and open spaces. For most of the year, magpies are not aggressive, but for roughly 8 weeks between August and October during nesting, they will often defend their territory vigorously. Magpies are very protective parents and may swoop anyone seen as an intruder who might harm their chicks. Volunteers plant 550 trees. Council held its National Tree Day planting event at Broadview Estate on Sunday the 31st of July. With the help of 40 volunteers, 550 native trees, shrubs, ground covers and grasses were planted. A special thanks to Lions Club Mudgee, who kindly provided all volunteers with a sausage sizzle at the end of the day. Thanks to all our volunteers. Get it right on bin night. Help us ensure your bins are collected each week by following the 6 steps below. 1. Do not park in cul-de-sacs on bin night. 2. Place bins well away from poles and trees. 3. Place bins away from cars, or ensure you park at least 1 metre away from bins on bin night. 4. Space bins half a metre apart from each other. 5. Place bins on the nature strip behind the curb. 6. Do not overfill your bins, maximum weight 60 kilos. To check your collection day or learn more about Council's waste services, visit midwestern.nsw.gov.au/bins-and-waste. Funding for next year's events. Funding and in-kind support is available for local events through Council's Events Assistance Program. The program is open to not-for-profit events that are being held from the 1st of January to the 29th of June 2023. The fund is designed to provide assistance to community events which benefit the local economy and attract visitors to the region. Applications on Council's website and close 1st of October. Fire danger ratings update. Fire danger ratings are being simplified from the 1st of September. The new Australian fire danger rating system is being developed using the latest science to be more accurate and relevant to where you live and will be used nationwide. The new fire danger ratings have 4 levels instead of 6: moderate, high, extreme and catastrophic. When there is minimal risk, fire danger rating signs will be set to no rating. Bushfire recovery grants. Funding is now available for community projects through round 2 of the Bushfire Community Recovery and Resilience Fund. Grants are available to not-for-profit organisations or individuals to support community recovery by funding projects that promote community well-being, social and broader recovery following the 2019-20 bushfires. Applications on Council's website and close 16th of September. School holiday activities. Venture down the rabbit hole these school holidays at your local library. Make absurd hats, card soldiers, pencil birds and garden ornaments. Design your own teacup, go on a scavenger hunt, and even attend a Mad Hatter's tea party. A small fee of $5 is charged for each activity to cover craft supplies for ages 3 to 12. Bookings at mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. Track 9, heading floodplain update. In July, Council distributed a letter to approximately 2,000 Mudgee property owners in relation to its floodplain risk management plan. The intention of the letter was to seek feedback from property owners within the flood planning area, that includes overland flow, on the next stage of the flood planning process, the flood risk management plan. Council has received numerous submissions and calls on the flood study that was adopted in 2021, expressing concern with the study and the consultation process. Council has heard the community feedback and has agreed to undertake a detailed technical review of the adopted 2021 flood study, including further community engagement to inform the study. Council also established a flood risk management committee at its August meeting. This committee is made up of 2 councillors, technical staff, 2 members of the community, emergency services, and representatives from the Department of Planning, Industry and Environment. The advisory committee will help oversee the process moving forward and assist Council to further develop the flood risk management plan. More information is available on Council's website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Pictured at right is Mudgee's Clock Tower with Japanese blossom trees in full bloom to the right and Mudgee's Hills in the background, while a dark stormy sky covers the streetscape. Track 10, Heading. Council receives Louisa Lawson Maquette, M-A-Q-U-E-T-T-E. The Rotary Club of Mudgee last month presented a maquette of the Louisa Lawson sculpture to Council. Council purchased the miniature as part of the Rotary Club's fundraising efforts to install a life-size version cast in bronze outside Mudgee Library. Council has contributed a further $40,000 to the project. The Louisa Lawson sculpture is expected to be installed in February 2023 on the 175th anniversary of Louisa's birth date. Born in Mudgee, Louisa Lawson was an author and pioneer for women's rights, including the right to vote. At left is shown the Louisa Lawson maquette placed on grass. She is sitting on a pile of books and wears a long dress and overcoat. Inset is a photo of Mayor Des Kennedy with Chris Stevens from the Rotary Club of Mudgee. Track 11, Heading. Pools opening for swim season this month. The region's three pools will open on Saturday the 24th of September for the summer swimming season. All swimming pools are fully supervised by qualified staff and offer a range of facilities, including the Mudgee Water Park at Mudgee Pool. Mudgee, Gulgong and Kandos pools are open 7 days a week, excluding Christmas Day and Good Friday. From time to time, the pools may close to the public to accommodate school and swimming club carnivals. Details on these closures and standard opening hours are available on Council's websites. Season passes start from $83 for children 2 to 16 years old, $117 for adults, $243 for a family of 2 adults and 3 children, and $83 for pensioners and seniors. Applications are available on Council's website. Council is continuing its investigations into an indoor swimming facility in Mudgee. A feasibility study is currently under development. An excited young girl is shown at right, sliding down the purple and green water slide at Mudgee Water Park. Track 12, Heading, Your Council Representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the 9 councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407-225-285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407-234-849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407-246-381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407-208-730. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226 and 6374-0226. Track 13, Heading, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. Customers can now opt to receive their water and rates notices by email rather than post. Council has partnered with Payrec, P-A-Y-R-E-Q, My Bills, to electronically deliver rates and water notices directly to your preferred email account. Electronic notices save on time and paper and help customers to easily track and manage their bills more effectively, as well as helping businesses with reconciliation, making payments quicker and easier. To register to receive your rates and water notices via email, visit Council's website. You'll need an old rates notice with your unique reference number. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Careers on Council's website. Invest. The latest consumer expenditure data by SpendMap by Geographica 2022 has revealed that a total of $732 million was spent in the Midwestern region by residents and visitors in 2021-22. Residents increased spending by 5%, while visitor spend increased 28% on the previous financial year. Visit Mudgee Arts Precinct's next exhibition, Nayar Nurumbang, NGAYIRRNGURAMBANG, Sacred Country, opens on the 23rd of September and runs through to the 11th of December 2022. Curated by Wiradjuri, WIRADJURI leader and artist Alicia Lonsdale, the exhibition features 14 artists responding to the Drip Gorge, a place of great significance to the local Wiradjuri community. Each artist has been immersed on country and created artworks addressing the effects of environmental and social issues, colonialism and water cultures. Track 14, heading Events Calendar for September to October. 1st to the 30th of September, Mudgee Wine and Food Month at various venues. A variety of events including Twilight Tasting, Go Tasting, Wine Trivia, Meet the Maker, Go Grazing and Flavours of Mudgee. 21st of September, Midwestern Regional Council Meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30pm. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. 23rd of September, Nayar Nurumbang Sacred Country, Mudgee Arts Precinct. Exhibition of 14 artists responding to the Drip Gorge as a place of great significance. 24th of September, Flavours of Mudgee at Church and Market Streets. The region's biggest food and wine street festival from 4pm to 8pm. More than 60 stall holders offering wine, food and more. 7th to the 9th of October, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall. Held on the first weekend of each month. Adults $15, children and concession $10, and children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 8th of October, Sculptures in the Garden at Rosby Wines. Exhibiting sculptures in the surrounds of a Mudgee vineyard. Each year, works are acquired as part of Council's public art collection. Please note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for September 2022. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.